Pete Bailey, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you so much for having us here.
You yourself were a police sergeant. How long did you serve?
27 years.
When you retired, did you take payment from the fund's deferred retirement option plan, the DROP program?
I have a monthly stipend that goes with my pension check.
Because there are several optional ways to do that. You can take a lump sum payment or you can do a monthly.
Well, you used to be able to do that.
Right.
The pension board has made a couple modifications of late, which we disagree with. But yeah, you could take a lump sum, you could roll it into an IRA or a 401k, or you could take it monthly in small pieces, which is what most people do to supplement their pension check.
That drop option has become a lightning rod. So many officers retired last fall that the fund had to cut off drop withdrawals. That was what the mayor was calling a $500 million run on the bank. Do you think that cutoff was fair?
No, it was definitely not fair. And not only was it not fair, it was illegal. It's called theft by conversion. You can't deny someone access to their money. And while you're denying them access to their money, take that money and invest it in another purpose and make yourself money while denying them access to their own funds.
Mayor Rawlings has been on kind of a mission about pensions. He even sued the fund as a private citizen to stop the drop payments. I sat down with him right after he filed that suit last month, and here's what he said.
There's no checks and balances. The police and fire themselves get to vote in their benefits, and the older officers vote in big benefits, and they leave the younger officers slim pickings.
I respond to that by saying it's spin and it's a lie. First of all, police officers and firefighters do not have any say whatsoever what goes into the plan document. That is done by the members of the board, of which there are four city council persons. Mm-hmm. Before the plan document can be put to the members for a vote, it has to be approved by the city of Dallas, it has to be approved by the board, and it has to be approved by the actuary. Only then do the officers get an opportunity to vote up or down whether or not they'll take what the city has designed and is offering them.
So how would you fix this situation?
If they would have fixed it back in 2009 when we begged them to fix it, we wouldn't be where we are today. The reason that we got drop with our pension in the very first place
was back in the early 90s.
It was in 1992. Mm-hmm. Chief of Police Bill Rathburn went to the city council and said, I cannot hire officers to cover attrition. We can't get qualified candidates. The reason we cannot get qualified candidates is because the city of Dallas will not pay a competitive wage. So the chief of police went to the city council and said, if I can't get new people, let's see what we can do about keeping the ones we have so we can stabilize the experience and gray up the department. The city manager, the mayor, and the council unanimously supported drop. And the reason they supported drop was because it actually saves the city millions of dollars, because it enables the city of Dallas to have a police officer or firefighter work for 25, 30, or 35 years, and they're only paying that officer or firefighter a 20-year check. It wasn't some deal crafted under the dark of night by greedy police officers and firefighters.
And at that time, there was a guarantee of interest put in there.
At that time, the guarantee of interest to the individual officers in return for the fund using their money was guaranteed at 8 to 10%. Mm-hmm. In today's terms, everybody says that's a huge amount of interest, and I agree with that. But back then, it was very little.
Now, the Texas Rangers are investigating how the fund's been run. Do you think there'll be criminal charges filed?
I'm not sure, but what I can tell you is this. We absolutely welcome any investigation because nobody has a more vested interest in finding out whether or not criminal activity occurred in that fund than the men and women of the police and fire department. We're not a fox guarding the hen house. We're the ones that want to find out if somebody did something illegal with our money, and if they did, hold them accountable.
There's been so much invective thrown around the last few months about millionaire former cops taking big guaranteed payments from the pension fund. What do you, as a retired cop, think when you hear those?
Well, I think on one level, it's very hypocritical of somebody like Mike Rawlins, who is a multimillionaire, to say he's got an issue with a police officer that was able to save a bunch of money for his retirement, and it turned out being over $1 million. This is America. Why is making money a bad thing? They just chose to save their money and not spend it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Pete Bailey, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you giving us the time.